be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from a treasure trove of fun somewhere in Deep Sparks, Nevada. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewy, Dogwater Dick, and all the guys from the Spike McGuire and the Hardways.
No. Our name is just the Hardways.
Shit. This little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. The minute I said it, I knew I was wrong.
Really did a good job on that one.
Yeah.
If we were in a room, just the two of us, I'd be like, yeah, perfect. But since the other guys are here,
no,
I
right, 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 right.
He only
no,
calls
I
them sa- that one.
I said that I have you. I had you in my calendar, Spike McGuire, and I later added the Hardways, but I never deleted your name. So
now you say it on air. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, we can fix that in post.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll dub it over or whatever. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except for, now that we've talked about it, we can't.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. I am Captain Dumbass, like I said, and it's good to be with you once again this week. Thank you, sir. You are my wingman. You are the wing beneath my wings.
That doesn't work.
Let's get to the band real quick, since we already started talking to him by me screwing up. You, sir, the scum in front of me.
That's right, Spike McGuire, scumbag number one.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And what do you do in the band?
I play the guitar, and I write a lot of the lyrics as well.
All right. Man. And let's see, who do we have here to my right?
I'm Jesse.
That'd be my left, but okay.
Stage right.
Stage right.
Now the audience will not know what's going on.
Stage left.
You fucked it up again.
Yeah, theater of the mind. Suck it. Let's go ahead. Jesse, let's try this again. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Jesse, and I do lead vocals and lead guitar.
Jesse and awesome. I actually played together on one of the very worst City League softball teams in Sparks history, too.
That is very true.
About 10 years ago. They were awful.
Congratulations.
I remember you got a hematoma.
I got a hematoma one time. It was awful.
A hematoma?
Dude, yep. Tyson hates hematomas.
What? Song about
or
it.
No, I'm sorry. Tyson hates
you said
hemiolas.
Yeah, there you go. You said it wrong.
Yeah, I'm a fan of hematomas.
Sexually.
What? Very sweet.
There's like one music nerd in the crowd that's like, hee
hee hee. He said hemiola.
You can hear me fuck up a helioma later.
Helioma.
All right, and on the other side of the room we have here...
My name is Steven, and I play drums for the band. I sing some backup as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Steven. And you, my friend, who I haven't met yet.
I'm Tyson, and
good to meet you.
Tyson. Right on. And I just fuck the other guy's girlfriends. I mean, I play bass.
Yeah, that's he is the rock star of the band, I take
Ding.
It. Yeah. So, single?
Recently, yeah. As of like 7 hours ago, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations, friend. Get more ass than a toilet seat.
And why you never tell your girlfriend the lock code for your phone.
telling moment. But these things happen. Why else did you get into rock and roll if not for the pussy?
The problem is that I played a show on Saturday.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend at the time. Now it's Monday and I don't have a girlfriend and we don't have another show for like a month. Lame. I probably could have got laid on Saturday.
Right,
but it could
right.
save you from herpes as well.
Hit up an open mic or something.
Right, yes, it could have saved you from herpes or crazy.
Or pregnancy.
Yeah. Crazy comes with drunken rock shows.
Try not to fuck crazy.
True. That comes with all sex.
Crazy doesn't go away. It's you easier to get rid of an STD than it is crazy.
Especially
herpes. Yeah, well, the thing about herpes
depends on the
crazy. Get it twice, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you already got it. Yeah.
I wish you could, though. Wouldn't that be great?
Good God.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Hardways.
It's good to have you here.
Definitely. Thanks for having us.
So, Nick.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
This has been a crazy week again. Back on the saddle, you know. We had the punk rock prom.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of that. That looked pretty
Friday night.
A toe-tapping good time.
That was pretty cool. And I went to a Kevin Smith live podcast at the movies.
Was that cool?
That was really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have seen that. I just couldn't get out of the house.
He wasn't like here.
It was super nerdy, but very cool.
Was he here?
Simulcast all over the country.
He was in Canada, and he's doing it live, and it went out to the theaters. Cool. Passed out a bunch of stickers. So if any new listeners from the Kevin Smith Show.
Hi, new listeners.
My wife's smart. She's a genius. She stood outside the door afterwards and was like, listen to the show, listen to the show. I was all embarrassed.
Our first song this week will be an audio dedication to all of our new listeners. Thank you for joining us.
Nice. Good voice. I like that one. That's cool.
It's a lot of pressure on us now, though, to come through for all those people coming out of the movie theater.
And I've just been preparing for stuff coming up, and let me see.
Right.
Oh,
You're a busy man, as always.
Making a lot of videos, so if you guys want to go, including little podcast videos, you know, little 15-minute videos of the podcast,
show.
Little highlights or whatever, or lowlights or whatever.
I don't think it looks as good as it sounds.
Are you filming right now?
No, but this show, awesome. I forgot my camera, so I apologize to everybody, including the Hard Ways.
I finally did my
hair.
That's
fine. We don't want to be on camera tonight.
Yeah. It's probably for the best.
Especially not in that bra.
No. I got sweatpants and a bra, and that's what I wear normally.
It's Walmart clothes. Yeah, I know.
We've actually, as a band, been making a move away from jeans and rock and roll toward sweatpants because we just feel like there's better penile definition.
Definitely.
From the stage.
In the sweatpant rather than the jeans.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's cool.
It doesn't give you bedroom eyes, but it gives you bedroom thighs.
Dude, yeah. They walked in and I thought, what a collection of camel toes.
It's the best. Never mind.
No, go with it.
He's like,
I was going to say this is the best camel toe we've had in here since Blunderbust.
Oh, God.
I'm certainly joking because those ladies don't have camel toe. They're lovely.
Boom.
Yeah. Is there something wrong with camel toe? I mean, I don't know.
Why don't you tell me?
Depends on
seriously,
the camel.
I think you just made my nipples hard.
I adore it.
Leave much to the imagination, I guess.
That's exactly the point.
You know what you're getting.
I'm all for it.
Well, that was to the not leaving much to the imagination. Yeah.
Nice.
But anyway, speaking
and then you got to peel it off like grilled cheese.
Oh. Yeah.
How far can the cheese stretch? Stretch the shit out for a mile.
I love flying the friendly skies with TWA. Drinking their tea is the best.
I love country music.
See you in Toledo.
And so, like I said, I'm doing these videos of different concerts I go see and my bands and whatever and just fooling around with my camera a lot. And I've been doing some videos of my dog. I got a new video up of my dog jumping around catching a frisbee that I'm really happy about.
Debbie?
Yep.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Little Debbie,
pretty good.
Debbie Harry Frisbee Dog is the name of the series, and episode 2's up. I'm happy about that. So that's how I spent my week.
Right.
You know? How about you, Josh?
I'm pretty much just trying to raise my daughter, and that's about it. Got out Friday night. Got to see the Atomics for a little while. That was kind of nice because they were playing just a few blocks from the house over at Ryan's.
Yeah. I almost stopped in there.
It's a good show.
I ended up going to the first Friday.
Oh.
Over at the Foxy.
Yep. There's always so much stuff going on in Reno. You can't really
Friday
weekends
night.
Are
see it
awesome
all.
In Reno.
Yeah, like I've said before, if you don't think anything's going on in Reno, you're just not paying any attention.
You're not.
Yep.
It's the unrealized art mecca of the Western world.
It's amazing. But, per capita, it's ridiculous.
Thank you for putting words to a good belief there.
Yeah.
That's why we hired him.
Spike McGuire.
The slogan guy.
It's not like every weekend there's a show. It's like every weekend there's five different great shows. And you
right.
Have, yeah.
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 Every night
choose.
Of every weekend there's like five great shows going on.
Totally. Many of them with multiple bands. So get up off your asses, people, and go see a live show. Speaking of live shows, do you guys have anything coming up before we start talking about stuff?
The next show, we're going to be part of Maine and Reno.
Yeah.
Which is not till the end of March. We just had our album release show Saturday.
Hey, an album?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's 12 songs, full length.
I saw your commercial for it. That was badass.
Oh, thank you.
You have a commercial?
You guys got to check it out.
Nice.
Yep.
Look up that commercial.
Can we find that online anywhere?
Oh, yeah, you can find it on YouTube. You can go to thehardways.com or you can go to our Facebook.
Is it on TV?
No.
That's the next album.
We're on a budget, man.
Yeah, we ran out. We ran out.
Zombo
of budget.
Could probably sell you some cheap advertising.
Airtime.
That is your crowd.
That'd be rad,
dude. Yeah.
The next one, though, it's going to be epic.
Yeah.
You can believe me. It's going on TV. It's going straight.
So, what's the name of the album?
That's Perpetual Motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How many tracks?
12.
12.
Nice. Did you already ask
and,
that?
And it is on vinyl?
You can from the internet, you can order it on vinyl.
Ooh.
Can you get a
that's
cassette?
That's exciting.
We made some shady deal with foreign investors, so I can't really tell you where, but I know it's out there.
Made by children in Korea.
Probably.
Carving your music into the wax tracks with a needle by hand.
That's hardcore.
That's how they used to do it.
Down in Mississippi.
Back in the olden days.
That's the analog way of doing it.
Yeah, well, we just wanted to release the album as analog as possible, so that's why it's handmade by Sweatshop Children.
Yeah, well, they got smaller hands. They can do that kind of work easier.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really
pleased with
it.
How was the show?
It was great. A lot of friends, a lot of family, a lot of Hardways fans, and a lot of fans for the other bands, too. We had a really great lineup. Alan Burton played, Courtesy Call played, they're good friends of ours, and Mnemonic, who we were really very excited to have.
I love their drills.
Mnemonic?
Womp, womp, womp.
That was terrible.
Mnemonic's
badass. I've seen them before.
Yeah.
They've been around for a few years, too.
Yeah, they've been holding it down.
Pneumatic?
They were like, weren't they on like a... A metal label?
Yeah,
like
over in Europe, I do believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing pretty good. They're going to be hopefully coming out with their new album pretty soon here. They were talking to me about it.
Oh, very cool.
Hopefully that works out for them, I hope.
Yeah. Stoked to hear that,
cool.
For sure.
Did you get that shirt last night?
I did scam this shirt off them, actually, yes.
Wait, I think I scammed the shirt.
Okay, he scammed the shirt, and I just sat there on the couch and said, I'd like a medium, please.
So the guy hands me over the tickets that he didn't sell, and then he told me he sold like 3 tickets. And but the 4 people came in the door and paid at the door, and they were going to buy tickets off of him. So he hands me these tickets, and he's like, and let me give you like $20. And I'm like, it sounds like, you know, you've already...
squared up at this point.
Half
you're good.
Of the tickets.
Right.
He's like, no, man, take your $20. I'm like, fine, I'm going to buy Mnemonic t-shirts. So I got myself and Steve a shirt, and then Spike still hates me for
it's
on the deal.
You were not in the room, man. It is your bad.
Out of sight, out of
mind. Yeah, sorry, you failed.
You got to be in the scene to be in the scene. Dude.
That's what you get for socializing with all the people that came to see the show and
yeah,
not
you should,
sitting
in the back room. That's what I was doing.
Smoking and drinking with the rhythm section.
Can't fit no t-shirt over the wings of this social butterfly.
I don't even know where I was.
That was pretty gay. And I'm known to be the gay one. Yeah, so
it's you're doing this creepy like eye contact thing with only me, and I feel like it's,
you're right.
There's like
I'm making eye contact with everybody.
Everybody else is looking at the ground.
Yeah, I guess you're just a little focused on me.
He's stirred up something inside.
Do you have
I see something going on between
Spike?
You guys?
When was the last time you had a blowjob from a man?
From a man? Well, you know. Now hold on.
That's all the answer we need.
Ding. I've never got one. I've only given one time, and that was because I needed a ride.
I was feeling very gay last night.
I'm just joking. I didn't need the ride.
It's all right. It's just a bro job.
That's great because there's a story behind the bro job.
Oh, really?
Can we bring up the bro job story, or
please.
Outside entities.
You've already brought it up.
We've got to name
just
names.
Pretend it was someone else.
Wait, I'm almost ready
for
this.
Just make up a name.
Yeah, Rick's taking his pants off.
Rick, cue up some of that music in case.
Yeah, can we get a little soft music here?
Absolutely. There it is.
And I believe names have been changed to protect the identity.
Well, let's just pretend someone was enamored with someone in the band, and they were sending them quite a few text messages just about how amazingly cute and chubby and wonderful they were. And how it's pretty much right up the dude's alley. And, you know,
so
he knows that Spike isn't gay, but it's just a bro job. It's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah. Somebody who's hypothetically named Spike.
No.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
No, you dropped the name there just to
say. No, I'm actually named Spike. Somebody wanted to give me a brojo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oop.
Huh.
Oh.
Too much said.
Boom.
Yeah, wow.
That's good. How about your new album that's out?
Wait a minute. Go back.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Woo. So, but then nothing actually happened, right?
No.
Oh. Yeah, online.
Pull your pants back up there, Rick.
I can't vouch for nothing. Yeah, I don't know.
There was this one night.
You know, it's very exciting when you're not supposed to be doing it.
This one night at the McGregor.
Yikes.
I think it's best to just leave that as a cliffhanger. And, you know, did it or not? We don't know.
We'll never know.
All
we know is there's a place called the McGregor.
Are you familiar with the McGregor?
Oh, yeah. I used to deliver pizzas for Fresco's for a long time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dude, that was such bomb pizza right there.
Thank Fresco's was good.
Yep. But the McGregor had a lot of crackheads that really liked our chicken wings.
And I believe a few kids.
You know what I'm on crack.
I believe at least one or two kids. Really, yeah.
Wait a minute. Did the pizza show up?
Yeah.
How did you not?
Well, you were in here checking your base.
You missed the strippers. Okay, so, you missed the pizza.
So I show up for the show at 6:00. Well, 6:15. You know, band time.
Right.
And I get here and they're setting up drums and I'm like, "Are we playing songs?" They're like,
"No, I'm just setting them up for the video." You know.
And I'm like, "Yeah,
I'm not gonna play them. We're just gonna
tap
them."
Some pictures.
So I had to drive all the way back to downtown. It's like 20 minutes away. I drive all the way back here. And then there's allegedly pizza. Nobody tells me. Did I do something wrong, guys?
No, you're in the kitchen.
You're doing everything right, man.
You still ended up here an hour early, too.
Dude, if you want a pizza, by all means, go have one.
No.
Quit fucking up.
No, I don't want it now.
It's really nice. Good, though.
Well, this is getting a little angsty. I think it's time for some music.
Absolutely.
Seems like a great
I'm for
idea.
It.
Yeah, is it about time?
What kind of music would you like, Rory?
Rap music.
Want to do some off the new album so I can get this guy some pizza?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
Yes, that's
and you want to say anything
us.
About it?
Yeah. Wow. I'd like to say that we're real damn proud of it, and we hope you like it, too. This song is Don't Be Afraid.
This is not the way that it has to be.
Destiny.
All right.
Nice. Rocking.
That was good.
All right, but first, do you feel better?
I do. It was even Canadian bacon and pineapple. It's like the best thing
yep.
in the world. Managed awesome to use the bathroom, too, in the same
wow.
window.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's what you get for writing a long song.
Well, that bathroom break was brought to you by our fine sponsor, Stingray Tattoo.
Oh. All right.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Right.
Speaking of, that's actually where I got my first tattoo.
Hell yeah.
Stingray.
Right on.
Yeah.
Very cool. It's always nice to have a little like testimonial
yeah.
from the guests.
They right? did a good job probably, yeah. huh?
Yeah.
Or was it a terrible experience?
No, it was good.
When was it?
Where is
this tattoo?
They did a great
job.
I had just turned 18, so this was back in 2000.
All right.
They did a
Do you remember
job.
Who it was?
Tim, I do believe.
Tim, right on. That Tim did this one, or my first one on my collarbone here.
Nice.
Like, jeez.
Wow,
I was like,
you guys
yeah, 99.
First. It's the best dolphin
Probably the
butterfly.
Same
well, it was
needle.
Not my first tattoo. It was my first
seen.
Tattoo in Reno. Yeah.
Wow.
What if you guys used the same needle?
Wait, was it? Huh? I get jokes.
Right on. Well, we love Stingray, and
yeah.
thanks for sponsoring.
They would never
our show
use
guys.
The same needle on two different people.
No.
No.
I was only joking yeah. about that.
Unless you request
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. I'm supposed to say you're an asshole. Or something.
Yes, my bad.
Yeah. Hey, Josh.
Tattoos
yeah.
are good
this
for
is
you.
For you. Oh, damn, son. I just rickrolled you.
Can you turn the bass up on that?
No. It'll always sound like a transistor radio.
That's fine. That's all I deserve.
He actually can. He just doesn't know how.
So that was a pretty awesome song, and your singing voice there, Jess, is mighty fine.
Well, thank you very much.
And I don't know, just hanging out with you, talking to you, you have a much bigger singing voice than your speaking voice.
Yeah, I honestly like to save it for the music. I speak through music a lot of the times. That's how I communicate best, I think.
Right on.
I mean,
yeah.
it is a language in its own, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah. It's a universal language.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. And even gimps like me can bang out a beat once in a while.
Sure. Yeah. But music is like for everybody. I just think some people don't tap into what they're into about music, and that's okay because they do other shit, you know.
Yeah, like their cops
well,
and stuff.
No, yeah, and like seriously, though, I being able to participate in music, I think, is a natural state of being a human. Like, and we all should take the time to do it at some point in our lives.
Yeah. People need yeah. shit in their ears like they need air in their lungs.
And, yeah. And I
speaking of air.
Right, speaking of air, how did I give myself wind on that one? I couldn't afford crickets, so I have wind.
Right. I like wind.
Seems reasonable.
Crickets were a whole $1.99.
Weren't in the budget.
Well, I had a friend who did a sideshow act, used to work at Coney Island, and he was trying out new material one night, and like the reptile lady had accidentally like spilled her box of crickets, and they worked their way out like underneath all the bleachers.
Awesome.
And all of his new material bombed, and there was just like a house full of crickets. Like actually there.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's going in the sitcom.
Pinnacle of your career. Yeah.
that's totally going in the sitcom, dude.
So
God's
yeah.
little sitcom.
Yeah, I completely forgot to do any show prep this week.
I was gonna say, you guys sure do we a lot ever? Of dead really? Like,
yeah, that.
Normally, I put
is
a little
by
bit.
Pinky Polansky, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, that's the Pinky Polansky. I should we just get all the sponsors out of the way right now?
Well, the uncomfortable pause is always Pinky's.
Yeah, that's chat. Please check the Pinky link.
At Stingray sponsors a bathroom trip. Now we can. Have
right. Pinky since you guys have started doing liver scars, I like to call him Pinky No Pantsky.
Felix likes to drink.
Yeah, even my daughter knows that. but yeah, no, let's give a shout out
to Yano Alarm.
Woo!
Woo! Yano.
Here, we could make...
it's a drinking game now. You can say... Whenever Rory says Yano, you can drink a shot.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're playing at home...
Yeah, whenever I say Yano...
Drink a shot.
Like right
now. You're going to be hammered by the end of every show.
So Yano...
No.
No, yeah. I'd like to mention our good friend Chaz Dawes, licensed massage therapist.
He's very plural.
If you need a good massage, get a hold of this man. He's got a great touch and fine fingers. FrozenChazD@yahoo.com. Also, Monica Jane Yoga. She is a yoga instructor, and she gives lessons all throughout the week. Yoga for Happy Heart and Yoga for Men. Please get a hold of her at 775-544-5905.
No stalkers, please.
No stalkers.
I never heard of yoga for men before, but I guess why couldn't they do it?
Well,
Broga.
Well, funny that you mentioned that. It will help give you tight hammies, hips, shoulders, and chests. This is for you gentlemen who want to look good to lure the lady.
It also I don't usually also, go to yoga to stand in a room full of men.
If you go to if you go to Broga, eventually you can learn how to give yourself
That's why you should go to the Yoga for Happy Heart, traditional Easter mantras and mudras.
Yeah, now see, now that I could get into.
Yeah, there you go. Kidding.
You'll have more intense orgasms, too.
How do you know?
You don't know what my orgasms are like. How dare you? I'm at the ceiling, buddy.
Hit the ceiling.
And then I sat and really worked it.
You and Jerry Lewis.
Oh, yeah. You know that Jerry Lewis had a rash so bad he couldn't wear the same pair of pants twice?
No.
Wow.
Why would he want to wear the same pair of pants twice? Did he ever try?
Maybe that would have fixed it.
Yeah.
No, he used to have, like, you know, pants guys in different cities come in and be like,
go get me some
Here's
pants.
Here's like 90 pairs of pants in the sizes requested.
Why didn't he go to a doctor, for Christ's sake?
Doctor said there was nothing to be done about it.
Why didn't he have
then
pants?
It was just an unstoppable rash.
Now, Jerry Lewis, allergic to pants.
I just want to know why you're such a Jerry Lewis rash expert.
Well, don't ask me why. I know. I just know.
Jerry
Do you know any other fun facts about Jerry Lewis? He was the stalker, wasn't he?
Do you know any other fun facts about Jerry Lewis?
Nope, just that one.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate.
Just that one.
The French are crazy about it.
No, I had to put on a telethon. I'll tell you that as a damn fact.
I will not bring my
not lately
Elvis trivia to bear.
Yeah, they gave him the boot.
Full force upon you.
Tossed him out.
I've seen better telethons, though, really.
Wow.
You've seen better telethons.
Name one.
I don't
like
want to.
Farm Aid.
Actually, I've never even seen a telethon.
Yeah, Live Aid.
Catholic Radio does a pretty good one.
PBS.
Yeah, Catholic Radio. That's a better one.
They rule compared to Jerry.
I love that one.
You know, PBS has been telling me my whole life if I don't give money to them, they're going to get shut down. It's been 35 goddamn years since I started paying attention. They haven't shut down yet. Why should I believe them this year?
Same with you, NPR.
You're full of shit, NPR. What's up?
I know.
No, I mean, they're not going to get shut down for lack of funding. No. They don't need viewers like me. Fuck them.
Yeah, what, I need to see Sesame Street again? I don't think so.
I am so sick of that show. Nothing else is ever on at 8 a.m.
Don't worry, Rory. They just take the money out of your paycheck and the government gives it to them anyway. You have been supporting them all these years.
Ooh, damn.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
National Endowment.
I just want more.
All right. More. We need PBS 2 like we need ESPN 8.
Yo-Jo?
Oh, damn it. I pressed the wrong button.
So when did you guys get together?
Yeah, Nick, take over here.
This. And Spike, like, are you a transplant? Are you from Reno? What's the deal?
Yeah, no, I'm from Reno. Grew up here. Born and raised.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you got the Yano alarm.
Uh-oh. I got a drink.
Drink with you.
Yeah. I was born here, and me and Jesse were in a band for a little while, and then I was going to school in Chicago. So I kind of come back on a break. I was doing a show in Vegas, and then I came up here for a while after that. And then I went to Chicago, and I came back, and Jesse's like, hey, check out this song I recorded. And he played it, and I was like, holy shit. Like, what's this all about? Where do I sign up? And it's on the album. That song is Perspective. It's still, like, one of my favorite rock choruses of all time.
Red. Cool.
Yeah.
And so, when was this? Like, how many years ago? Or how long have you been working on the Hardwoods?
Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was
last Tuesday. Wow.
That was a quick turnaround for an album.
You guys sound pretty fucking polished.
Well,
Dave.
You know, there was a... After hearing that song and then starting to work with Jesse, there was about a year before we were really the hard ways. It was just, you know, like two best friends.
Okay.
Sitting
yeah.
in the attic, like working on stuff.
Oh,
and like,
open mic band.
Figuring out. No, not even an open mic
just
band.
Just fucking
like
around
really
the studio.
Taking time to dial okay. in the sound in the studio.
Nice.
Yeah, and shaping it together. And then, you know, so the band as a whole has been around for maybe about a year and a half.
Cool. So, yeah, it feels like
with a little
band.
Pre-production in there, you know.
Yeah, nice.
That was when you were the Flaccid Manners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm glad you saw the documentary.
Somebody did their show prep.
So cool.
So are you all from Reno?
Everyone except for Tyson over here is from Reno.
I'm a baby of the band. I've only been here since like what, October?
Yeah, something like
that. Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. That's when my life started to go down. I mean, that's when everything started to turn around.
Hey, and look, now you're on this podcast.
It sounds like one of your blogs.
All right.
Oh, celebrity. Yeah. Should be getting those.
We're exactly.
The
exactly.
far off land of Susanville, right?
Yeah Susanville, yes. Which is
oh, yeah. You're relatively local.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, like, you come to Reno every weekend or you lose your mind in Susanville. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know.
There's no Susanville scene?
There is. I saw a Sprout play there three times.
It has a lot
pretty,
to do with
Matthew
that,
yeah. I mean, it wasn't really the Susanville. So it was Reno bands playing in Susanville, but it was definitely cultural.
Yeah, it revolves around staying awake for 3 days in a row a lot.
They have, like, a college there, right?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. You know? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like some buildings.
Junior college.
Some teachers.
With
you know?
Books. quote-unquote learning.
Like you don't go there. State or nothing.
No, it's just
yeah,
a
you got
to
put
college.
Community before is it a college, for sure.
Hey, community colleges are good for you and me.
Are they really?
Yes.
They weren't good for me, what? So.
Did you get laid?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, let's be real.
From ugly chicks.
It's not like there's
that
a lot
was
of
good for you.
Sevens rolling around the community. College, you know? You're shooting sixes in a barrel.
Hey, man, 2 sixes is a 12.
Exactly, my friend.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good, good point.
I like that. Thank one. You. 2 sixes at the same time as a 12, so fuck yeah, dude. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Can't argue with it.
And that's, and actually. If
rolling
you do,
a 12
if you
the
do
hard
two
way.
Sixes at the same hey. Time, yeah, it's a hard way.
Rolling
nice.
12 the hard
it's a hard
way.
Six.
So
hard 12.
I see how you got your name.
There you go.
It's all about pussy. Yeah.
Do you have any songs about pussy?
We have a song about Brett Favre, which is kind of like a
same
song.
That
about pussy.
Is much the same. That's the same.
We got a pretty firm policy of no songs about bitches.
Except Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just sweet.
Metaphorically speaking.
Man,
no, that was pretty
I
hard,
hope he doesn't
crunchy.
Listen to this show.
Like,
I hope he does, actually.
That'd be great if he did. Because
he can suck it.
Brett Favre scours the internet for mentions of his name.
Actually, I heard that he listens to the show all the time.
My bad, Brett. Sorry. Yeah.
War Moon also.
Who can also... Suck it.
Yeah. Suck it.
Fuck him, too. And anybody else who never listens to this show or hears about it, fuck you.
Yeah.
But if you do, thanks
well
for
listening. Thanks
You're
for
awesome.
Listening. Yeah.
Yeah. And the DEA, too. They can suck my dick.
The views expressed by Spike McGuire on this show are not necessarily the views of the management or the cast of the program.
Or even his own band.
We respect all law enforcement agencies and follow the rules and laws of our local constabulary.
Yeah. We support our local police.
That's what I was saying.
Yep. And also,
I was just backing you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he said.
Police in other towns, too. Love you.
Yeah.
Go cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
city
government.
That's more of a.
There's no right sound effect for this
Maybe donuts being eaten. You have that one?
Do you have the sound of donuts being eaten?
after they were eaten.
Wow.
Those were donuts at one point in time.
Well, you guys spent...
and now it's just a donut hole.
All right, let's keep it in the bathroom for sure.
Oh, what time is it? I think it's time for live music.
Live music!
Right.
I was just going to say, these guys set up all that gear, took all the time to set up. Let's hear some live music, man.
You want to play two in a row?
Yeah.
Sure.
Give us a double shot.
As long as I know what two are in a row.
Yeah.
Double shot.
What are we going to do?
You want to play that one you were just talking about?
All right, can we go to commercial and the band will discuss what song we're going to play?
No, we don't do that.
We
already did all the commercials.
That was our only commercial. We already played it.
And yeah, you would have had like 20 seconds to decide.
Yeah,
so.
I think we
rock,
do,
paper, scissors for a song.
Supply and demand and
supply and
battle
perspective.
Station
well.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah, those go together. Great.
That's a nice guitar strap you got there, Spike.
Thank
the,
you.
Fake bullets all over it.
He got it numb.
I wear this.
That is not funny.
I wear this bullet strap because my guitar is my weapon.
Nice.
Not really.
This is your rifle. This is your gun. This is for fighting.
My weapon is a microphone.
Yeah.
There are many like it.
This one is mine. So yeah, setup is fun to watch, but not so much to listen to.
Oh yeah, all you people out there, are like, what's happening now? Well, they're setting up. The guys are getting their guitars.
And please don't forget to check out thehardways.com, where you can find their album for purchase and little bios about the boys and what they like on a first date. I'm sure. On their profile page.
Blowjobs again.
always
blowjobs.
Bro jobs.
Bro.
Blowjobs.
You know, whatever gets
bro
the
jobs.
Job done.
He's newly single, everyone. Watch out. Lock up your underwear.
If you have any.
Ah, man. Those are the ones to go for.
Chicks without underwear?
The girls who walk up to your table at a coffee shop, sit down, and just say to no one in particular, guess what? I'm not wearing any underwear. Yeah,
make sure you smell that shit first.
That's the girl to start a conversation with.
I always like to respond to that with, yeah, I smelled you coming.
I had a Mexican friend tell me you're supposed to squeeze lime on their vagina, and if they twitch, don't fuck them.
Actually, you can do it if you just stick your finger in your ear and get the earwax and stick it in there, and they make any motion, you're supposed to leave them alone, too. I heard that from one of the old cooks at Pizza Baron told me that.
Earwax?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got earwax in there afterwards.
Not that the cooks at Pizza Baron stick their fingers
right.
in their ears.
Then you have earwax, herpes,
worse?
And goo on your finger.
I thought we were trying to play a song so we could stop talking about it.
Oh, yeah. We need music.
We're ready.
Okay, we'll be quiet.
What are we playing first?
Supply and demand.
I love
and,
this show. It's my favorite show.
Okay. Ready, Steve?
Fuck yeah.
Wait.
I'm ready.
Seems awfully quiet, huh?
I don't think he has a mic in his little prison of solitude.
No.
Oh, do I have to turn on something in here?
Drums?
No. The guitar.
Well, he can hear us.
The cabinet.
Check one, check two, check.
Is your amp on?
Sorry. Spike? Yeah, it is.
Rock and roll.
Woo! All right, here we go.
Run.
All in a story. they couldn't handle the truth. What they should have done was not to see the world with the eyes of a soul. Hold your standpoint on reality. I've been searching for you with the eyes of a soul. It will find you eventually. The things you see when you're staring into a dream. Ooh. All you got to do is stop and see. All my life I've been looking for a better way. All your life you've been looking for the easy way, yeah. Integration, representation on every station.
So worth the 3 fucking hours it took, yeah, to set up all this bullshit.
Fucking A.
That
was amazing.
Oh my God.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Sounded great.
Damn. Dude,
you have a tremendous voice, my friend. Seriously.
Thank you very much.
Tremendous.
That was cool.
Damn.
That's honestly one of the things I love most about the Hard Ways is like so many people are screaming and growling. Like, that's what I love about Jesse, man, is he's just got that crystal clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse's awesome a frontman. Super voice. Talented motherfucker, that's for sure.
That is true.
That was some good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was the one that started it all, really.
Yeah, that was
a okay.
Song.
That
really?
Is the one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, that
I was
makes
hoping
sense.
You'd play
yeah.
that. That's a kick ass song, man. Good songwriting.
Thank you. Yeah, that song from the took about 8 hours to record and write. It was all done in about 8 hours.
Yep. Wow. Yep. That's pretty fucking awesome.
That's pretty good.
We've gotten our time down now, though.
Yeah. we're about 2 to 3 hours now from start to finish.
Right on.
It's
we fart them out.
Just like Aerosmith.
Yeah, just like Aerosmith.
Let's fart out the hits.
So I wanna do something we haven't done in a minute.
Okay.
Wrong button. I'm going to make a telephone call.
A little divergence from the topic at hand, hang in there.
Is this a prank call?
Kind of.
That's what we should do.
Is your mom home?
We should just prank call people. But in this age of cell phones, people can, catch you for prank calling.
Yeah, but it's you.
He's failing once again.
What are they going to do about it?
Star 6-7, dude.
Keep letting
it go,
let it go, let it go.
Yeah, but I don't want to
let
his answering machine show up.
It was awful.
Yeah.
What'd they do to you?
Well, Matt, it's your fault for not picking up the phone. You're a jerk.
We were going to do a little segment of what's Maddie drinking.
We dropped that last summer because of that same exact reason.
Yeah, I saw him at the live show, and he says, "No, man, no, call me. I'm ready for it any week."
So, dude, I'm always drinking. You just got to call me, and I'll tell you what I'm drinking.
Exactly.
And that segment's always brought to you by Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. So when are we going to have time to say that? Thanks, Matt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Jerk.
You pretty much fucked everybody there,
you
Matt.
You guys said there was only one commercial.
That's not really a commercial.
It's just a sponsorship.
That's a bit.
We're just giving props.
Yeah, we played there a couple times. Nice venue.
Yeah, it's a
nice
lot of
room.
Fun over there, if you know where it is.
If you know.
Explaining to somebody where that is.
Just look for the mariachi party on Wells.
With
and
the big
then,
monkey.
And then you go behind that, and then that's where it is.
Yeah.
And that's third
true.
Of our shows
that's true.
That is very true.
It's amazing that it does so well and nobody can and you couldn't find it.
You just walk up and down Wells till you find a cool bar. And that's it.
But it's on an alley off of
and then, and then when you don't find a cool bar, you go, what's FYD mean? And where's there an arrow?
FYD.
Nice.
Yeah, I had to recently explain to her that that meant follow your dreams.
Yeah, it does.
I did not know that.
Follow your, no, yeah.
I mean, fuck yeah, dude. You still don't. It does.
Fuck your day. All of your days. Fuck your podcast. That's the new name of
the
show.
FYP?
Fuck your podcast.
That'd be a different podcast. That'd be like
live
from Jub Jub's would be Fuck Your Podcast.
Yeah, we should do a live show from Jub
Jub's.
Let's
not give them ideas.
Fuck Your Podcast. Yeah.
We own that, by the way. We just copyrighted that shit on the show. So
I feel like I would, have less of a disclaimer before having my family listen to the show if I was just like, yeah, it's called Fuck Your Podcast.
They would know it. We worked blue.
Yeah. Bleep, my podcast says.
Well, since we have no What's Maddie Drinking, I think I need my music, Rick.
You know what?
That's right. It's time for the worst quiz in the world.
Oh,
I'm going to ask you gentlemen a number of questions randomly from my list, and I will be scoring you arbitrarily on your answers. I'll give you a hint, because some people don't get it. The cooler the answer, the more points you get. That's how I roll. And if I don't like you, the fewer points you get. So don't forget to kiss up to me throughout the quiz.
Spike, you're in trouble.
Kissing up to Nick, Chewy, or Rick will do you no good. Their opinions do not count.
Well, yeah, they're clearly the second bananas on this show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey.
1 point for Spike.
We're all tied for second banana.
Are you writing their names down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really did no show prep.
No show prep whatsoever.
Jesse, Spike. Okay.
These are correct.
They are the hard ways.
Right. All right.
Not the soft ways or the easy
Jesse,
ways.
Jesse, we'll start with you, sir.
Okay.
Have you ever been surprised having sex?
Define surprised.
That's up to you, my friend.
He's talking about the shocker.
You do not get points for definitions.
Yeah, no, not really.
No.
What about?
No, not really.
Not even the first time?
Nope.
It's always been exactly
what you
expected.
It was too long ago. I was like 10 years old. So that goes
I would have been
way
too far.
Putting up a goose egg for the first question. Not off to a good start, Jesse. Spike, have you? Same question. Have you ever been surprised whilst having the intercourse?
I've never been surprised, but a lot of my partners have because I don't like to announce plays before I make them. I mean, once we're engaged in the game, of course. I'm not running up on people.
Not even a little heads up.
There's a word for that.
It has nothing to do with bro jobs.
It rhymes with clocker.
Oh. Well, my neighbor
Cocker. I thought you were going to say it rhymed with tape.
Sidecar.
That's what I was thinking too. It should rhyme with tape.
Oh, we should do password instead. No.
Same question. All right.
Yeah,
here we go. When I was 17, and you're banging when you're 17 and you don't really have any place to go except your parents' house. So I'm banging and this girl is about to orgasm and she screams out, "Steve, fuck me harder," at the same moment that my mother knocks on the door and says, "Steve, do you need any sheets?" And all I can think of to say is, not right
yet.
Now, but maybe in a bit.
I think you do, Steve.
Well done, sir. Well done.
I had a moment to prepare.
Yeah.
Tyson.
I get the same question?
Yeah, right. Same. Everybody gets that's the same fine, question. Right, he drowned.
Right, cool.
It's the only way that makes this fair.
So, until they rapid fire.
I'm like 16, and I'm dating my first girlfriend. This has been like a week now since I met her, right? And we're like in love. And I'm over at her dad's house. And,
how cute.
And she told me while we were making out in her room that her dad was blind. Right, so it gets hot and heavy. We finally get around to fucking, and like right there in the heat of the moment, she says, "He's not actually blind." And he's sitting on the couch in full view watching TV during the entire episode.
I can't believe you still have sex, man. I'm impressed. Good for you.
I dated that girl for like 3 years.
And you still have your testicles. Wow.
Was he paraplegic?
No. I just didn't notice.
This happened in Susanville, I take it.
Where else would something like that occur?
Okay. Good first round, guys. You kind of got the point and how to play the game.
Well, it was a good question that you created, Rory.
I do what I can.
Don't encourage
me. Okay.
What? One more
bonus point
spike?
For Spike.
Oh, suck up points.
What would you like to be your last meal, Tyson? Your last meal on this planet.
I think that's pretty easy. It's got to be crab stuffed filet mignon wrapped in bacon, deep fried, covered in Tapatio.
Well, bacon covered in Tapatio. Yeah.
That sounds pretty
good. Wow. That's pretty
that
amazing.
Pretty
that's
good.
A hell of a last meal. Steven.
Vagina.
Nice.
Ooh, that now, is probably the best.
Living or cooked?
I prefer the living. I haven't tried cooked, though, so okay. I might be able to get turned on to it.
No cougars for you, huh?
last time.
Just not yet. So leathery. Yeah. As long as it's not one of those ones that looks like a jar full of cow tongues.
Beef,
you know? You
jerky.
Don't want those. Or two pieces of bacon slapped together. But yeah, if I could go eat in vagina, that would be all right.
The vagina.
The vagina. The vagina.
Spike?
I would have two double-decker tacos, minus the lettuce, with the addition of Baja sauce, a chicken enchilada with no onions, and a steak grilled stuffed burrito with no fiesta salsa, and a 12-pack
I didn't
PBR
know we had a
and a milkshake.
In.
That'll be $14.95 at the first window.
Not bad.
Jesse.
Brought to you by Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Are you sponsored?
Rock over London. Rock over Taco Bell. I am the reincarnation of Wesley Willis.
Well, if it was my last meal, maybe a combo plate that would include definitely a filet mignon with bacon wrap, minus the tapatia or whatever it's called. I don't like hot sauce.
Whatever
it is. Sub-a. Yeah. And then some cheese ravioli and a slice of Pizza Plus, pepperoni, salami, and bacon.
Hey, Pizza Plus.
What's up, Pizza Plus?
There's a little local plug for you.
Nice.
Yeah, no more freedom, you know, so give us food.
That's an acceptable final meal.
We get people who don't have any ideas on this question and just kind of sit there. These guys are ready to die.
Yeah.
We've been through it plenty
ever
of times.
Ever since I got my first Biggie Smalls album.
Let's see, Jesse, your lover, your mother, or your brother trapped on a desert isle, who do you cannibalize first?
That's a cold question. Skip me for now. I really
we'll
gotta
come
dig,
back to
I gotta
you.
Deep, dip deep for that
yeah,
one.
You have issues. Lover, yeah, brother, or mother?
Well, let's face it, you're on a goddamn desert island, and one of them's not going to be enough. So, you know, I'd do it all at once. So nobody'd feel bad. And then I would just feast. I would have my very own combination.
You'd go to the desert isle buffet.
The long pig combo platter.
Yeah, that's bad planning, because two of them will not keep for long.
Yeah, desert isle, not the Alps.
Dude, looks like
the
he can eat pretty
will,
fast.
They will go bad.
I'll turn one into jerky.
There you go.
It's just like... eat two with your lover and then be like, all right, you're next,
babe,
and that's it.
I could take you in a fight.
Because then at least you get some of them more to vagina that you were talking about.
Well, yeah, and yeah. I would kill two of them, both my brother and my mother. But I would leave the lover.
The
kin
slayer.
Because, like I said, I want the fresh vagina.
Right.
That's not going to stay on the island.
Gotcha.
Right. Mm-hmm. Smart.
I feel like it's got to be your brother, because since he's the only one...
on the island besides you with a penis, eventually he's going to fuck your lover or your mother.
That's and that wrong. Can't be
and
done.
Then you got to kill him anyway, so you might as well get it out of the way.
I imagine you go for your
That's
lover first.
That's a bold answer, my friend. A very bold answer. I like it. I like it.
Well thought out.
Now back to you, Jesse.
I had the full
You've had some time. You've heard the other players' answers.
Well, I could never honestly eat my mother, and so I'd probably just opt to like slice some meat off my arm, preferably my left.
I
would eat myself.
That's going to be a negative 1 point.
Probably, yeah, but I was going to go with negative 5 there.
Is no That's, good.
That kind of defeats the purpose of the question.
Ooh,
right?
We
wrong
noble.
Button. Wrong button.
I'm really bad at this. I'm really bad at this pop quiz stuff.
Pop quiz hot shot.
Let's see. Confess a sin. Right now. The most recent sin.
The most recent sin. I don't know, man. I'm pretty perfect. I feel like.
All right, then.
So lying. Okay.
Is that a sin now?
Confess your most recent sin.
I've never listened to this podcast before.
Oh,
so that is a sin.
But that you guys are funny, so I'm gonna start listening now.
Repent.
That's a 100-point answer right there.
It's a sin.
You are forgiven, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Actually, he's the reverend.
Oh, reverend.
Yes,
you're the father. He's the reverend. Or
he's I'm a father.
You're a father. Yeah. This guy's a father.
You can call me daddy.
Sweet. Rick's our big daddy.
Yeah, we got daddy.
Spike.
Sins no longer count for me because I already sold my soul to rock and roll.
Wow.
And gluttony.
There you go.
Gluttony. But you still get a clown horn for that answer. Jesse.
I stole some packing tape.
Hell yeah.
Packing from work.
You still got all that packing tape from Gizmo?
Thou shalt not steal.
Yeah. You got a case of packing tape?
And yeah.
Then he smoked it.
Sinner.
That's a good answer, but you're a bad boy with that packing tape. So, yeah, you might be on the board here. A few answers.
Like I said, I'm really bad at the pop quiz stuff.
Rate your own skills as a lover. 1 to 10. Put yourself on. Let's be honest.
8.5.
Now rate your lover's, your most recent lover's skills.
That's fucked up. No, just let it go, man. Let it go.
Oh, this is one of them answers. Nobody 8. Knows.
8.5.
Is that gay 0.5?
Gay 0.5. Bro job 2.0.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Spike. Please be rating.
I'll break it up into categories. I'll give it about a 9 on the verbal game. I'll give it a 10 on the foreplay. Actual performance.
No,
and an 11 on the finishing.
This is not betting on the Super Bowl. There is no point spread.
Wow, but he just took us to a lovely
first
story.
Coverage. And now, pleased to be rating your most recent lover.
Well, that's been a while.
Steve.
Oh, not really.
Mark.
Bro job.
All of the names just blend together, don't they?
Roberto.
Yeah.
What's the number?
I'll give an 8.5. I mean, none of the glaring errors were on her part.
Your own shortcomings, I take it. Steve?
I am a 1 because I'm selfish. My last lover last night, she was wonderful. If she's listening out there, you are 9.5.
Aww.
Nice.
Fell asleep within like 20 seconds.
I did. Yeah, I woke up. She wasn't there. It was perfect.
That's a perfect night. Yeah. And you, sir. I've been waiting for this answer.
So I'm going to rate myself using a movie reference, and yes. It goes to 11.
11.
Nice.
Yeah, good man.
And my most recent lover just broke up with me this morning, so she was a -4.
There you go,
yeah.
Sir.
She
there
can
you go.
Suck it.
Really? I thought she was about a
she
6.
She can't suck it.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
I just got that.
Nick
that
gets
good,
right.
Good job. Good-o.
Funny.
All right.
Let's see. What else do we got here? We have a couple more questions.
I like this ragtime.
I have one. I have one.
Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, Nick's got a question.
Jesse. We'll start with Jesse. Cheater or cheated?
Ah, good one.
Cheated.
Cheated.
I forgot.
Tyson. Schroeder.
Tyson.
On the base.
What?
Cheater or cheated?
Cheated or cheated?
At what? Cheater.
Cheater or cheated?
Cheater. Even. At risk.
Cheater. Hell yeah, you risk. Are. You were the worst.
And Spike?
Neither. I've never really had an incident either way.
Ah,
keep everything pretty short term.
So, lucky dog.
Friend zone.
That's good. Yeah.
You never commit, you never cheat.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought we were talking about like Street Fighter.
It's all right. It's a good game.
Everybody interprets that question different. That's right. Why
that's
I like
good.
To
I like
hear
it. It's open ended. It's nice.
It's interpretation.
Just like your mom. Yes. How often do you masturbate, Jesse?
On a good day?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, that's a real guy. You're all going to get
probably
that
6 or 7 times.
Wow.
Seriously, if I have the time.
Oh, the life.
More
of
if
no
I have nothing
job.
To do.
The last time doesn't air come out?
Youth.
on a slow day.
Yeah. Are you uncircumcised?
On a slow day, like 2.
Yeah,
if
I was
20. If I'm busy all day, I'm like 2. I'll find time.
I used to be young and unmarried.
17's my record, though.
In one day.
I was in Elko. I was playing a gig out in Elko, so I had nothing to do.
Elko's pretty hip.
Yeah. The silver dollar, dude.
The silver dollar for sure.
Jerk
I love the silver
off
dollar.
17 times in one day. Come
the horseshoe.
To Elko.
Josh spends a lot of time in Elko.
I do. I work out there mostly.
Spike, how often do you masturbate?
It's kind of sporadic. Like, I got a dog, and now I just feel weird about doing it, so I like got to do it when my dog's like not around. And that's
you,
like
do,
you don't have to think about your dog when you're doing it. You know that.
It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, you're doing it in front of your grandma. It's just a dog.
You know the dog's like, what is he doing?
Yeah, it's very confusing. I don't want to confuse him.
He gets
him.
Sad and puts his paws over his
head. Dad's hurting himself again.
You know when you do that thing? What is that smell?
Or is it weird? Like, does he start licking himself when you're masturbating?
You're like, no, I don't know. I won't do it.
Hey,
I
can't teach me how to do that,
so does that count as like a kind of a circle jerk?
Yeah,
with
circle
your dog?
Jerk with your dog. Exactly.
Red Rocket time.
But they both had beer containers on their heads. So
yeah, beer boxes. It's not gay if you put a
funny story. I saw Spike buying a bunch of peanut butter at the gas station earlier.
For my patented Thai peanut noodles.
Now dog bro jobs don't count, dude.
Buttery noodles.
Wow, all right, Nick.
Man's best friend.
Nick, you've crossed the line. And now moving along to Steven.
What's the question again?
I don't even know. Remember.
Let's start a new question.
What was the question?
How often do you masturbate?
Well,
1.5 times a day, about as often as I shower.
So
they do not coincide.
Once to kind of frustrate yourself and then once to complete?
No, once to frustrate myself and then once to frustrate myself again and then once to frustrate myself again.
Excellent. Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, the 0.5 is basically my plan for the presidential nomination.
5, yeah.
Put the meat under the cheese.
And the Tyson.
I think I'm pretty regular. Every morning when I wake up, every night before I go to bed.
There you go.
Just like my prayer time.
Some people pray.
Praying to the bishop.
Some people jerk.
Yeah.
Pray to the
all
dolphin.
Right, I think it's time for rapid fire.
Uh-oh.
Bro, bra, or bro?
Heads up.
Bro, bra, bra.
What?
Pick one. Bro, bra, bra.
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 Bro.
All right. Okay.
You're all wrong.
Where are the other?
It's bra.
Bruh.
That's what I said.
Dancer's
oh, wait,
burr.
Crap. Where are they? Rapid fire questions. Here we go. Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Stones.
Nice. Good answer.
Oh, you played Knifey
Beatles.
Spoonie before.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Led Zeppelin or The Who?
The Who.
Pink Floyd?
Zeppelin. They were great at ripping people off.
The Who.
Good answers all around. The Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Ooh. Clash.
The Clash all the way.
Sex Pistols.
That's the only band that mattered. There's no horsing around that answer.
Sex Pistols.
There you
sure.
go, my friend. There
I
you
go with
go.
Sex Pistols. Too.
Yeah, I like this side of the room.
Right?
Yeah, I like Rhythm Section Wanted. Music.
Yeah.
Let's see. Star Wars or Star Trek?
That's Star Wars.
Back to the Future?
Stargate.
Yeah, but I don't like that either.
Star Trek.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Uh-huh. All right. A little split now in the room. Blind or deaf?
Deaf.
Blind?
Oh, yeah, blind. How did Jesse say deaf?
What did you say?
Musician says deaf?
You get a new hobby.
Hey, fucking Beethoven over here.
You can hear that shit.
He was deaf.
You could play guitar deaf.
Yeah, but he wasn't talented.
But I would have to learn how to read music, though.
Yeah, right?
So...
So blind all around, I mean, except for the lead singer, yeah, who wants to be deaf.
Because he doesn't want to hear it anymore.
It's because he has to hear himself sing all the time.
Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Piercings.
Piercings.
Tattoos.
All right. And go to Stingray for both. Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Pat Benatar.
That's a toss-up. I don't know.
It's a toss-off.
Yeah.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
It is a toss-off. Joan Jett.
All the way, yeah.
Pat Benatar.
Okay, all right. Orange or green?
Green all the way.
Green.
Orange, like the drums out there?
Yeah, man, those are some hot drums.
Way to paint a visual picture for the
fun
audience.
Fun fact, yeah. Most visible color to the human eye.
Yes.
Orange.
Nice. Mm.
Why don't they make... fire engines orange.
Well, and speaking of that,
they
gay or
tried
ginger.
That, and it
because red
work.
Is gayer.
No,
more.
No,
gay.
Remember when I don't know if you gayest. Guys remember in the 80s, 90s, they turned all
no,
of the fire trucks everywhere green.
Right.
Well, what green, the fuck you're talking about, Rory?
What? And yellow.
And then, but nobody would stop or pay attention, so they painted them all red again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
fun fact: it's because did red they... was the cheapest paint. That's why barns
right.
and fire trucks.
20s or
red.
30s.
Very knowledgeable about things.
Well,
Spike.
I just turned 30, so 20s.
17 and a half.
Roaring 20s.
What was the question?
20s or 30s?
20s.
The answer is 40s, baby. 40s.
40 waters.
Sweating to the odies.
All right, one more. You on top or them on top?
Me on top.
Them on top. I'm a big guy.
Crush him like a kitten.
Can you imagine him
you're
crawling
a bear.
On top of you?
Roll over and crush you like a kitten.
Them on top. I'm selfish.
I suppose it depends on how much time I have until the next engagement. Short term, wow. I'm on top. I gotta
a man with a dance card. All right, that brings us to the end of our quiz. Nick, distract them while
that
I
was a really great question.
Okay.
The questions were strung together very well.
How's
also well
about...
done. Thank you.
All right. Waylon or Willie?
Jesus, Nick, you suck.
Oh, boy. Man, I'm going to have to go with Waymore on that one.
Let's go
with
Merle Waylon. Haggard.
Josh, you're not playing.
Oh, Gay or Ginger?
I just love
Gay
Merle
Ginger.
Haggard so much.
Ginger.
Nice.
Gay. Ginger kids are weird.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sweet. Willie Nelson is the correct answer to both questions.
To all four questions.
Have you ever had chicken and waffles?
Yes.
Yep.
I have, yes.
Chicken and waffles are delicious.
They are.
Okay, I have a question. Is anybody going to go see Star Wars in 3D coming up, episode 1?
Not until episode 4.
Yeah.
I do hate episode 1, but I'm going to go see it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares? All right, I have the scores, ladies and gentlemen.
You told me
right.
to say something.
It worked. No, you did.
Hit the wind over there.
You did great, Nick. Really, really well.
Fuck you, man.
I'm going to buy you guys crickets.
Get this fucker
That'd
a raise.
Awesome. All right, so rounding out the bottom of the group is your
bottom.
Fearless leader, Spike, with 103 points.
Because he sucked up too much or what? Did he hit that?
No. That's what. No, that's the extra three points.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Those were the suck up points he got there. coming in second place is the big man, the freshly single, the lovely and talented Tyson with 150
second
points.
Second from the top or second from the bottom?
Second place out of four. Yeah.
So I'm in fourth place and he's in second place?
Yes. So now the choice, you are the first runner-up. You are
yes.
the first runner-up. So now the choice
be?
Is between Jesse, the fearless leader, and
Steven.
The drummer.
Womp, womp, womp.
You sing, though, too. You sing.
Yeah, I sing, too. That
and
me.
Pounding it out with 300 points, the lovely Steven.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. Whoever wins it all.
Yeah,
with
he takes it all.
T-shirt.
We'll give you a sticker.
I cheat.
We'll put
and
him over the
won.
Edge there.
That's, take that as a lesson, children.
Your stories
now,
might have been lies, but they got you lots of
no,
points.
No, they were
did
all
they,
real.
Rory,
were all
did
real.
They have an accumulative band score for
oh,
that
yeah,
as well?
Their cumulative band score.
is the combination of all those numbers.
One,
do the math at home.
713 points.
Is that good? Or
where does that put us in the ranking?
About fair to Midland.
Who's in last place?
Jackson. Jackson. Spike and Jackson. Spike and Jackson. Hey, Jackson. He got 3 points.
Suck it.
And I believe our all-time leader is... It's either Andy or
from,
Layla.
86.
Yeah, Andy blew out Layla's record, previous record.
Layla did very well, but he didn't beat her.
86 really kind of went there.
Andy, oh my God. Andy blew Layla. No.
She probably liked that. You guys. She's single now, you know?
Yeah,
hey, that's a good game.
Andy's got a girl.
It's all Layla.
Oh. Well then.
Andy likes some thicker chicks anyway. Layla's too skinny for Andy. You know what I mean? He likes pinup like fucking Jennifer Tilly and shit. That's who he was talking about. When he was in here. Anyway, but that was all covered on a previous podcast.
Yeah, Check out episode 33.
Listen to some more.
If you don't know what the fuck about
I want to listen to more Hard Ways.
Hard Ways live.
Bride of Chucky.
Live, or is this a track we're doing?
What do you guys
Does
everybody
do?
Have to pee? Or?
It's up to you.
I'm good with anything.
Yeah, I could
do a track because I could go have a smoke.
Cool.
Yeah, smoke.
Okay, we'll do a track.
Smoke break. Listen to this, everybody. Nice. Nice.
Very nice, guys.
Good job.
Glad you all can join us for this lovely...
really should have added more choruses to the end of that song.
There wasn't enough harmonizing happening.
No, I'm really impressed with the album, man.
You guys sound great.
If you don't mind me saying so, they'd be a good matchup with your Candy Shop project there.
Do you think so? The Hard Waves of Candy Shop?
I think that'd be a nice
We'd love to open up for the Hard Waves.
I'm
awesome.
Whoring out my wife's band. Yeah. Nice. And Nick's, but Nick's in every band.
If you mention any band to me, you're pretty much whoring out Nick's band. I saw him at the Gunshot Liquor Reunion. I was like, how the fuck did he get
on stage?
Yeah. Like, I always feel like I know a lot of songs, but good Lord, man.
Yes. That was definitely a shiny moment for me.
That was an awesome show.
That was a fucking badass show.
That was so cool.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, Stacy. Maybe you're listening out there. Thank you.
We'll see you in a few months.
See you in May.
Yeah.
Got it for you, man.
Maybe. Mary Anarchy.
Hard Ways on for Mary Anarchy this year?
I would definitely be down for Mary Anarchy. So I had a blast.
18th and 19th of May.
Awesome. Save the day in Reno.
And I'm going to put you in the lineup. It's a big showcase we do every year. This will be our 8th or 9th year, I think.
Like a 2-day thing.
It's like if Lollapalooza was held in Wales.
23 bands this year? 23, 24? Exactly.
Yeah, this year I'm doing 23 instead of 30 because we did 30 at Christmas Ball. And I was
That was rough.
Let's just cater to a
Give
few
everybody
less
five
and a
more
little
minutes.
More. Instead of half hour, you get 35. Yeah, but we do have our last band's going to be Gunshot anyway, so I know a lot of people are going to wait around for the last band anyway. So.
Dude, Elephant Rifle at the Winter Ball blew my mind.
Elephant Rifle was
I had never
awesome
seen them
too.
Before, and I was just like blown away.
And that is some sexy, erotic metal. Brad and his belly. That is erotic metal.
Yeah, I heard some girls
metal.
Going like, It's like a fat Jim Morrison. He's so sexy.
And Jim Morrison was fat too.
Especially towards the end there.
So it's just like Jim Morrison.
His beard.
Yeah.
Eating turkey legs in Paris and shit. So
greasy hands.
I heard some girls at that show saying, "Can I have some more money?"
Wow. Well. Burn.
And we're like, no, it goes to LaRonda. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, anywho.
Yeah, I was confused.
The Hard Ways album, where was that recorded?
Mostly in Jesse's attic. Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, far out.
DIY till we die, baby.
Hey, we know what that's about.
It sounds like
here.
You're at a granny's or something, man.
Thank
you.
Really, yeah, it was a really nice recording. What'd you think, Rick?
Fucking great.
Would you have a dick in your mouth right now?
Are you giving yourself a bro job?
If only.
He's been going to that yoga for midnight.
Bro guy.
5 more minutes.
Are you pissed that they didn't record here, Rick?
No, are you kidding me? Fuck. Dude, I work best with people who don't need or who desperately need me. They don't need me.
Yeah, they got to handle, you know, their Jesse's.
Yeah, I got people that don't know how to encode MP3 files. They need me, you know.
Who's working with MP3 files? What's going on over there,
dude? You got to get it on the
MP3,
interweb.
MP4, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Isn't that a video? But we did have Tom Gordon master it. He did an excellent job.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
There's your rocket sauce.
Friend of the show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had Tom on.
He's a great guy.
He did a 3-hour episode with us. We had to split it into two.
Yep.
It's awesome.
That's a great
and
episode.
And really, and that's just part one of what our Tom Gordon.
The saga.
Will be the trilogy.
Yeah.
Eventually be 6 episodes.
Right. We're gonna have him on again probably this spring for another 3-hour episode. And he just takes us on a tour of
it's pretty much
Tom Gordon.
Tons of rad music.
It's so fun.
And then what happened?
That's right. And then who did you record with, Tom? And then who did you meet?
Who did you do?
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Who was cooler, Millie or Vanilli?
But way cooler, man.
Well, way cooler than that.
Without all the racistness.
Tell me more about Vanilli.
Oh, yeah. Right. Vanilli.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Tom. I hope you're listening.
What's up, Tom?
Yeah. And thanks,
yeah, whatever. If you're Tom.
Yeah.
You no, that was
you're really
album.
The man.
And if you're not, man, what, you only listen to your episodes?
just like everybody else.
I know.
Just like everybody fucking else.
When we did the live show, and it was like, how many people have listened to the show? And a few people. Like, how many people have been on the show? And like 20 more hands go up.
More people applauded for having been on the show than listened to the show. So that's a
dick
crowning achievement in my life. I know. Happy to do this every week.
We're pushing the envelope.
We could not listen to the show if that would help, or you know, not be on the show again and then just listen a bunch to help.
Well, just put it this way: my own wife has never listened to an entire episode. Yeah.
Well, so you could just say whatever
and
you want to.
And she's been on episodes.
Oh, no.
Last year, I told everybody what I was getting her for her birthday,
and she had no idea. That's great.
Still
that's
a surprise.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, this year got her a dress. A little red dress that I'm sure she's going to really enjoy. Our daughter picked it out. So, hi, honey. If you're not listening, you don't know what you get.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dow.
Oh, she was listening.
That's funny.
So, do you got anything else you want to plug?
We should probably replug the next show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be playing Made in Reno. We're going to be on the Friday night, which is March 30th.
That's a good festival.
And, you know, the main thing we're plugging right now is just the album. It just came out on the 4th.
Get that on the website.
On iTunes now, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
iTunes, Reverb Nation.
Is it available for purchase on the iTunes?
Available on the iTunes.
How many bones is that going to run somebody?
I don't know.
I believe it's $9.99.
Well, that's a deal. That's less than a dollar a song.
That costs one penny less than if you actually came to the show and bought one.
Uh-huh. Right. Saving money through the internet.
Yeah,
maybe the guys will sign it too.
Yeah, the packaging is awesome. So
you guys like the hard copy and packaging.
I like the hard, hard copy.
Nice camel toe. When you pull the disc off and your faces were there, I was all, "Oh, meet the Beatles."
Right.
That's cool. Very cool picture.
And the website again is
thehardways.com,
and the Facebook is.
.com/thehardways.
Yeah, we don't actually know. But if you go to the website,
we boned the whole Facebook thing. We started a page so we could make a. We started a profile to make a page, and we gave the profile /thehardways, and then the page is just
some backslash.
I don't want to bore you.
7299946.
Yeah, but if you go to the website, I mean, it's all the links you are got, all there.
Yeah, they're nice.
Day.
On right the page,
right, right on, right on.
We got damn buttons.
Batons.
Baton.
For free. Or for
Jenny. Jenny, I have
for free,
a button.
But it's like $3 for shipping.
Well, what do you got coming up, Nick?
All right, let's do what's coming up, and then maybe a couple more live songs from these guys.
Oh, please.
Cool, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Like I said, I'm going to go see Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D. I'm excited about that. But more importantly, this Thursday, February 9th, at the Alley, the Winter Music Series.
Might be less than 24 hours from when you're listening to this.
That's right.
Depending on when the show gets
up. So when this comes out, if it is Thursday, tonight, go to the fucking show at the Alley, because Nonchalant, The Letdowns, and three of my bands, Present, Hella Acapella, and Candy Shop, are all playing.
The Nick Ramirez review.
That's right.
To come see Nick or a Poor Loser at the Alley. And get a hold of me for tickets, or anybody from any of the bands.
You can get a hold of me because I'm married
otherwise
to somebody
gotta,
in a band.
Otherwise, you got to pay $5 at the door. Yeah. But please come out to that. This only happens once in a blue moon that I'll actually be playing with all my bands, unless it's a big festival. Sometimes I play with all the bands. And then if you cannot do that and you're on 4th Street and you want to go to the Underground for their
E4
Mardi Gras and Masquerade Party, that's on Thursday as well. Or you could save it up for Saturday and go see Youth Orchestra with Jelly Bread and Mojo Green. It's also the Vampire Crawl that night. So,
stop
in Saturday, February
crawl.
11th at the Underground. Thank you, Remy. And that's pretty much it for me.
Josh,
I have an art show.
Of course.
I have an art show on Friday at the Foxy Olive.
Nick Ramirez, Reno Horror.
Nick Ramirez's Chicken Wire Art with Josh Smith's visual digital art. And Josh is one of the owners of Jub Jub's really cool dude. Parlor. And we're having our opening reception Friday at 7 o'clock to 10 at the Foxy Olive. So please come check it out. It'll be up for a month, too, if you can't make the reception. Go see my art in there. It's up for February 10th to March 8th or 9th.
So, Chewy.
So, check that
out. What? Sorry.
What
you doing, Chewy?
Got any sports happening?
No, not really. I mean, you know, there's the usual. Wolfpack basketball is out of town, but, you know, a couple weeks, I'd recommend going see that team play. They're really good. Saturday at Jub Jub's, there's a band called Above All Things. I haven't seen them yet, but I heard it's people from Cranium with Julian Peach.
Nice. And
I gotta think that's going to be pretty fucking awesome. And that's Saturday night, February 11th.
They were the headliner on Saturday
at Marianarchy. Yeah, no, they were totally badass. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, all you fuckers who left early, you missed out.
You missed a good
Let's go down and check them out this night because I think it's going to be pretty good Saturday night. Yeah.
But also, thanks for coming.
The following Friday, the 17th, I know there's a lot going on, but if you're on the southwestern end of downtown at the biggest little city club, Them Sons of Bitches is playing. That band also kicks ass.
Again, nice. Friends of the show. Say hi to Scotty Roller. Yeah,
those guys rule, so.
Mike Young.
That's what I recommend
drums.
Doing
Mike's
in the next
so
couple weeks.
Mike's funny.
Dude, Mike's rad.
And John
He's
Perry's
fun.
Pretty funny.
They were all a blast. That was a good interview with them. Yeah.
Nice.
So, hi, guys. Dudes. You're not listening either, I'm sure.
Head down to Bizarre Guitar. Buy something off Mike Young.
What do you got coming up, Ray?
You guys kind of covered like what I was going to say.
Right, cool.
Other than that, this weekend I'm doing ICS.
Oh, yeah. Explain what that is.
Is that where you deport Spanish people?
No. It's the, what is it?
I'm not going to that.
Immersion Composition Society, where you wake up and you're going to make music all day long and record it. And just the idea is to write as many new songs as possible. And then you take it to a listening party with your friends and get drunk and listen to the crap you all dicked around with all day.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited because I don't play any instruments, and this is my first time doing it by myself.
Fun.
So we'll see what instead of smoking, I've been playing guitar. So I'm going to actually try to put a song together, even if it means I have to like play the chord and then pause, play the next chord in the progression and then pause, and then go back later and cut that out in Audacity.
It's Pro Tools, man. We can do whatever. It's all good.
Yeah. So I'll knit myself a couple of songs.
Cool.
So I'm excited. It's going to be
fun. Do that too.
We're supposed to be doing teams this month.
Yeah.
But I just felt the need to challenge myself by to try to make, you know, me, the poet, make songs. Ha ha ha. I own a guitar. I own bongos.
Well, plus your wife's all around you writing songs all the time.
Oh, yeah,
she's
pretty
fucking amazing lyricist, man.
She is, but she's not. She's writing songs with somebody else, so fuck her.
Well, yeah, but Johnny's kind of structurally sound, so you got to forgive her for that.
No, she does write really good music. She really does. I, on the other hand, we'll see. It'll probably come out something between Phantomus and They Might Be Giants.
Cool. Right. Yeah, that's a good.
I love me some Phantomus.
Oh, dude, that is so hard to take live, though.
Yeah,
live. They are. That is. That's. It's. A, it's an assault. It is a physical assault.
Oh yeah.
Like I lasted about 15 minutes of that
God.
At Coachella. You were there with me, right?
Oh,
Rick?
And I wanted to see that so bad because I was a big Mr. Bungle fan.
Yeah.
I was so excited, and then I just stood there and went, wow, this sucks so much balls.
It's all the little spots in between songs on Bungle albums.
Ambient, arty crap.
Strung
like,
together for an hour and a half.
Garbage. And then he goes, thank you, we are Phantomas.
And there are people in the audience singing along. And like they know the lyrics, God. But it just sounds like utter chaos the whole time. It's
terrible.
It was awesome and frightening.
I'm glad to say I was there. And I learned how
like
to pronounce Phantomas.
Good old Mike Patton.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
All right. Well, I now demand another song.
Let's
live.
Do the doubles.
More live music.
Yeah.
Let's
another
do
doubles.
Other songs and then we're out. Do you want to just sign off and then let them?
We could do that.
Let's do that.
As they're setting up, I'll just do the final sign off.
There you go. It's good. Here we're
we need the pictures so I can have pictures for
check
the
them
website.
Out at worstlittlepodcast.com.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know that, or unless you're just an iTunes subscriber.
You take one of me this week. I might even put up. Did you have a good outfit?
Yeah, Rory always writes a blog every week.
And I never put up pictures of me.
Because
I look stupid.
I get drunk at baseball games.
Yeah, that's right. Just like Evan said.
Right.
Yes. You guys are
but yeah, no, this
play
has been a
here.
Good week. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah,
I've really
fun.
Enjoyed the show. I had some good laughs. And there's signal. There's hand signals.
The band is
poop.
Giving each other
yes.
the
sign language. Oh, they're and two. Follow me close and
two,
rub the
ten,
nipple
four.
And tap the head.
Did you guys see the preview for the Battleship Tyson's movie on the Super Bowl? Wasn't that awful? Tuning
up. I know I missed that. The preview on the Super Bowl I saw that I did like was John Carter.
Steven.
It's based off.
I don't know. I'm not like a science fiction guy.
It's Edgar Rice Burroughs, the guy who wrote Tarzan. Mm-hmm.
I love
this
him.
Whole science fiction series that he set on Mars. Like he wrote it.
Looked like
the
a good looking movie. I'm just not really. I thought it was like a Clash of the Titans sequel.
No. Yeah, it's really cool. I'm super excited about it. It's a
Look,
great
the movie
story.
I'm excited about G.I. Joe 2. Right?
Yeah.
Real
life Aaron Beard.
Cobra flags going out over the White
Who's
House.
Playing Cobra on that one?
I threw up.
I don't know. They're all wearing masks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Cobra Commander always had a mask on, huh? My bad.
And Destro, too.
Indeed.
All right. So, you guys about ready?
I think so.
Yeah, all right. He's ready. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another edition of the worst little podcast in the world. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Rick Spagnola, and the Hardways, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and good night, ladies.
I'm going to start with this song. We kind of mentioned it earlier. It's called Number 4, and we did talk about it earlier. So, Brett Favre, eat your heart out.
Nation of dying in an old man's eyes. He didn't see the downfall sneaking up from behind. A reputation to fade. Bye.
is big. When in doubt, don't worry, it's all about what you make. Have you ever been humbled by your deceiving eyes? Have you ever been surprised? Reaching for the prize. Just a mirage, awful head in the distance. Now you see it, now you know. Just another case of my eyes playing tricks on me. Now you see it, now you know. Have you ever seen something that you count in hand? When it's out, don't worry. Sometimes the rules defend. And now that you have been humbled by your deceiving eyes, will you still continue forward, reaching for the prize? Just a mirage, a full head in the distance. Now you see it, now you know. Just another. Just another case of my eyes playing tricks on me. Now you see it, now you know. Just a mirage, a forehead in the distance. Now you see it, now you know. Just another case of my eyes playing tricks on me.
It may be nasty, but it doesn't last long.
Say hi to microphone.